W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
Deborah Rodriguez in New York. Decision day has arrived in Georgia. Voters head to the polls in 2 hours to decide a high-stakes runoff for Senate. Correspondent Jim Crisula has our top story.
Both Democratic U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker had simple messages and final campaigning before today's runoff election.
We've had incredible turnout during the early vote period, but do not rest on the strength of that.
Get people out to vote. Tell them to get out and vote, vote, vote. If you hadn't voted, tell them to get out and vote.
More than 1.8 million people cast their ballots in early voting in today's high-stakes runoff. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
People are waking up in the cold again in Moore County, North Carolina, and schools will be closed for a second day after vandals shot up two electrical substations over the weekend and knocked out power to more than 30,000 people. Ann Peterson has a generator. She's opened her home and her kitchen to family and neighbors.
Nobody has the ability to keep their food from spoiling. Yeah. So I've had people bring things from their refrigerator and their freezer.
Duke Energy says it could be days more before power is restored. Police are still looking for suspects and a motive. Ukraine has used drones to target two military bases hundreds of miles inside Russia. One of the airfields houses bombers capable of carrying nuclear weapons. International law expert John Quigley.
If Ukraine is able to strike into the territory of Russia, it shows that Ukraine is in a stronger position than we might have thought it was.
Those strikes threatening a major escalation of the nine-month war. Law enforcement officers who defended the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th riot will be awarded congressional gold medals today. It'll be one of Nancy Pelosi's last ceremonial acts as House Speaker. John Travolta says his relationship with Kirstie Alley was one of the most special he's ever had. He paid tribute on Instagram after the actress died at the age of 71. Syracuse University's pop culture professor Robert Thompson.
Certainly when she took the place of Diane Chambers, an iconic figure in Cheers, she really became kind of central to American popular culture.
I love Don with all my heart. And until he finds out how screwed up I am and he dumps me, we are going to have the most wonderful marriage.
Her family says Allie had recently been diagnosed with cancer. Chalk up another late-game comeback win for Tom Brady.
Underneath, and touchdown, Rashad White!
Brady threw a pair of touchdown passes in the final 3 minutes of last night's game on ESPN. This is CBS.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
There's still time for business owners to claim their federal aid under the Employee Retention Tax Credit Program. Cash refunds of up to $26,000 per employee are available for employers who continue to pay their employees during the COVID epidemic. You can claim the credit even if you received a PPP loan. The licensed CPAs and tax professionals at Ferguson, Timar & Associates have been serving business owners across the country for over 15 years. Our tax credit specialists are available now at 833-ERC-FILE. That's 833-ERC-FILE. RC file.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. If you're a serious and qualified SEC-accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. The U.S. government needs your investment in oil and is allowing you to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Call 800-278-7455. That's 800-278-7455.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast today with a high of 32. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 17. A mix of clouds and sun again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 33. Mid-30s Thursday and Friday with a chance for snow Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is Congressman Ro Khanna, the Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing the 17th District of California in the U.S. House of Representatives. The Khanna, Rep Ro Khanna on Twitter, khanna.house.gov on the internet. And Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate
it. It's great having you with us. So anything on your mind that you wanted to lay out or touch on before we start, or shall we just jump into picking up calls from listeners?
Well, you know, one thing on my mind is this side deal. I don't know how much you followed it. Senator Manchin is trying to get the side deal that would take away a lot of the permitting requirements for fossil fuel infrastructure. It really would ride roughshod over a lot of communities and entrenched fossil fuel infrastructure. So I am one of the people leading the charge in the House to say the House progressives should vote against the rule so we don't get this side deal added to the National Defense Authorization. And that's going to be a big fight, frankly, in the House over the next couple weeks.
Yeah, because the Pentagon budget is a must pass. Is there... I realize this is like kind of good old-fashioned backroom politics, but would it even be wise to consider doing something like saying to Manchin, okay, we're going to bring up the For the People Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, which would level the playing field for 2024. Yeah. We're going to bring that back up in the Senate, and if you will change your mind and vote for that, and you know, to allow an exception to the filibuster to vote for that, we'll give you your damn fossil fuels. So, I mean, that's stuff that we can walk back from, you know, in the future. Democracy, once it's gone, you can never recover.
You know, I'd actually be open to that. I've even floated the progressive side deal, which is let's get to $15 wage because we haven't given people a raise. But what is unacceptable is just to have him provide this huge handout to fossil fuel infrastructure without the having any debate or the progressives having a voice. And one thing, Tom, just really briefly, you know, I was up actually when I was campaigning for Chris Pappas in North Country, New Hampshire, and in Berlin, they said, look, they want solar and wind and they want to get it to the smart grid. Their problem is they can't get funding to upgrade the transmission line. It's not a permitting issue. The problem is that Evercore, the utility company, doesn't want to upgrade the transmission line and make that capital expenditure when it comes to renewables. So it's somewhat of become this myth that what's standing in the way is permitting for renewable energy, whereas really it's utilities that aren't willing to make the investments in those kind of transmission lines.
Oh, and they're fighting it all over the country. And you've got multiple states where if you solarize your house, you actually pay a penalty
In New Hampshire, they have a limit. You can't do more than a certain amount of solar energy, or it's actually against the law. I was shocked.
Yeah, same thing down in Florida. I mean, or it's actually Florida's even worse. So, yeah, that's something that really cries out for national legislation as well. Okay, so shall we pick up callers?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Dave in New London, Connecticut. Dave, you're on the air with Congressman Ro Khanna.
Hi, thanks. Big fan of the show. Real quick, is there any chance of the progressives supporting the railroad workers by putting pressure on the Biden administration to have him have an executive order to give those deserving workers some sick time?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let me just say exactly what happened here, because you had the administration ask us to vote for something which was just going to have one sick day. Senator Bernie Sanders and a few of us in the House sounded the alarm and said, we're not going to vote for that. And then we got in the House the 7-day provision. Many of us in the Progressive Caucus said, let's vote on this in one package. We didn't get that. We got the compromise that we were going to vote in a 2-step process. They were hopeful then when Rubio and others made a statement that maybe you'd get Republicans to vote for it. They didn't get enough Republicans in the Senate. And what some of us feared happened, which is the tentative agreement went forward without the 7-day of paid sick leave. So we stand ready to talk to the administration or with the workers to do whatever we can to stand with the workers for such a reasonable request. It's worth looking into an executive order.
Joy in Marion, Illinois, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Hello, Tom. Hello, Representative Khanna. My question, it goes along with what you were talking about earlier, is climate change. And Dr. Guy McPherson, who, Tom, I know he was on your show, and my husband and I listen to him on YouTube all the time, and I think people need to listen to him, or at least someone in the government, because he says that there will be no people left on Earth by 2025.
Well, this is why he's not on our show anymore.
Right. I know. And I know that scares people. And me, I've got a grandson. I want him to have a future. But the thing is, he bases this on papers that have been approved before they can enter the scientific journal. So it's not his ideas.
So your question for Congressman Khanna.
Okay.
So your question, what is your question for Congressman Khanna? Do you think life is going to end by 2025 because of climate change?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But I think someone needs to take him seriously.
Okay, Joy, thank you. Congressman?
Well, I respectfully disagree with that. And I'll tell you why I think some of that alarmism is unhealthy. It's unhealthy because it drives a desperation and cynicism that almost gets people to tune out and say, well, if it's so bad and we can't do anything, why should we even try? I actually think climate change is a very solvable issue. What we need to do is make the investments in renewable, make the investment in energy efficiency, stop the subsidies of fossil fuels. And we can actually do this. And I think we should be against both climate denialism, but also against sensationalism that's equally untrue on the other side.
Rob in Mesa, Arizona, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm just going to write off a few quick things here, but like on gun control, we should do a background check on every transfer of the gun, and that way you can do stings on people who don't want to do background
check. Just like we do with cars.
Every transfer of the gun.
Oh,
yeah, exactly. And let me just say something about it, because this is a bigger issue to me, is housing. You know, I wish they just put a moratorium on anyone owning more than 3 houses as an individual and just get rid of all foreign investment of our housing. I mean, I think we're looking at a future in America where everything is just owned by the corporations and you can never own anything again with all these cash offers. And the last thing is just medical. We got to get the insurance companies out of decision making for doctors. The doctors in this country have just made it into a group of cowards, especially those in the healthcare industry. The DEA didn't help with that by coming out with their recommendations on opioid use because the doctors have taken it even further worse. But they just need to get out of it. We need to stop having the insurance companies have gag orders on what's the best price for you. Like if you walk in and get a prescription as soon as you mentioned you have...
No, I got it. Rob, I'm going to stop you right there because, A, one topic, please, and B, we're going to hit a break here in about 30 seconds. Congressman.
Let me, Rob, address two of your points. One, please look at my Stop Wall Street Landlord Act. It's basically something I just proposed a couple of weeks ago, stopping Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae from helping institutional investors on Wall Street buy up single-family homes and having an vacant occupancy tax, which would apply to a lot of foreign investors. You can't just buy these up and then sit on them to flip them. And I believe if we do that, that would really help with the artificial demand. And I agree with you on requiring background checks for transfers. That's part of the House Democratic
campaign. Yeah, there you go. Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, is with us for the hour taking your calls. We'll be back with more of your calls for Congressman Khanna in just a moment. You can find his website at Khanna, khanna.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna. His most recent book, Dignity in a Digital Age, Making Tech Work for All of Us, is great. Check it out. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls for Congressman Ro Khanna in just a moment.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. That's 800-653-2073.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at tomhartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges.
To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. It's 20 minutes past the hour. Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour. Bob, in Hollywood, Florida, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Thank you, gentlemen, and thanks to your call screener, too, Tom. I'm curious about Social Security. I know we're getting an 8.5% raise, but that's like a drop in the bucket. I mean, with rent at average $1,500 a month and the average Social Security $1,400, we got a problem. And even if you own your own house, you got to pay taxes and insurance. I mean, people can't afford it. Can't we at least quit taxing Social Security? You know, ever since Reagan, we've had to, you know, put skin in the game. I think we've given a little too much skin. And by the way, please protect our veterans. They're really getting a crappy deal. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
I agree with you on not taxing Social Security benefits for working class and middle class Americans in the John Larson bill on Social Security, which would fix the windfall elimination provision. That is basically, if you're a teacher or firefighter and you had a previous job, you should still be able to get your full Social Security benefits. It would increase Social Security benefits, and it would stop the taxation of the working class. All of that is in that bill. It's a great bill. We've been pushing to get a floor vote on it. We haven't succeeded, and I'm going to keep pushing for it.
How many co-sponsors does that have right now? Do you know?
It's got over 100, 150, and I'm told that there were some of the frontline Democrats who didn't want it because they thought it was raising taxes because it eliminates some of the cap on income. You know, right now you don't pay more than $136,000, you don't pay on it. Right. But I think I can't imagine it's not good politics in every part of this country, standing up for seniors, increasing benefits, saying those who are wealthy have to pay a little more, and we're not going to tax the Social Security benefits of working and middle-class Americans. The bill is there. It's written.
I'm astonished it doesn't have more than 200 co-sponsors. So if somebody wants to call their member of Congress and say, support the What's it called?
The Larson, John Larson's bill on Social Security. That's it. You know, that's the vehicle that's going to move. This is his top issue. If you ever talk to him, this is all he talks about. And if we can get that to move in the House, it would be a big deal.
Okay. Pierre in Hartzell, Colorado. Am I saying that right, Pierre?
You got it.
Okay, you're on the air.
Congratulations, Congressman, for your reelection, and thank you, Tom. Anyway, a friend of mine who lives out there in California had came up with a wonderful idea for the homeless. Now, we, of course, have no idea how technically this works, but basically, because there's so many disbanded military bases, and some of them have housing for families and that sort of thing, she was wondering why we couldn't use these disbanded military bases for homelessness and homeless families and stuff, but who knows. So anyway, I told her I'd ask you if you get on sometime.
Well, look, I appreciate it, Eric, and I appreciate the question, and certainly we should take a look. But my understanding of the situation is that it's not just a matter of having more spaces for housing. I mean, we've got to do that. We've got to build more affordable housing. We can look at some of the military bases. Gavin Newsom looked at having some of the hotels. It's about the wraparound services, because so many people who are homeless have issues that may involve mental health, have issues that may involve addiction, have issues that may involve depression. And until we can get the full services to that individual and help that they need, to reintegrate, it's going to be a temporary solution. And so I'm open to looking at everything, but we should know that the wraparound services are as critical as anything.
Janet in Strongsville, Ohio, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Thank you for taking my call, Tom. Representative Khanna, I guess it's very frustrating because we never hear on any of the six major, you know, the companies that control the media, anything about this when the Republicans take over and what they will do. And one of the things that we know they're going to do is they're going to hold Social Security and Medicare hostage. And I'm just wondering, why aren't you? That is a bread and butter. And believe me, people that are in their 30s, when I was in my 30s, I didn't see the whole, you know, importance of it until the company I worked for declared bankruptcy and took a portion of my, you know, pension. So, you know, they don't realize how important it is. And I feel like they should be out there screaming bloody murder, or progressive Democrats should, that this is going to happen. This is what they're going to try and do. What will you do at that time?
Janet, I think you put it very well. And I'll tell you why, because you said they will hold Social Security hostage. The polling shows that because the Democrats have done such a good job of protecting Social Security, voters don't believe when we say our Republicans are going to take it away because they've been lulled into a false sense of complacency. But the way you put it, I think, is actually more accurate, which is it's not so much that they will succeed in taking it away, it's that they will use it as a bargaining chip. They will threaten to cut Social Security, threaten to cut Medicare, and then we end up having to negotiate and compromise on other priorities like food stamps, like support for disability, because we're scrambling just to protect Social Security and Medicare. So yes, the Democrats end up protecting it, but they hold us hostage with that threat every time. And I think that's a very elegant way to put it, because that's exactly what they do. And that is probably believable to most Americans.
Bruce in Petaluma, California. We have 50 seconds, Bruce. You got a quick question for a quick answer?
Yes. With the housing that's being built in my neighborhood in Petaluma, California, they're building large houses. There are no small affordable houses, and then they have to dump a ton of water on this fresh land to create I would like to know why more affordable houses are not required by these building companies.
Okay, great. Got it. Thank you.
Bruce, we should do that. I mean, look, in some of my districts, you have requirements by the city council of affordable housing when you have a new development, and that should be incentivized nationwide.
There you go. Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour, taking your calls. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour. Stick around. You can find his website at Khanna, khanna.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna. And he's vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, don't think so. Supreme Court got that one wrong. We'll be right back. Guys, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive, you'll both love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. I have no doubt that she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Wow, these sound pretty exciting to me. I'm on my way to check them out for Louise. Order today and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude 90. That's a $75 savings on a best-selling holiday gift.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudy's takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Yay.
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Less than legs and left hand in the explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast today with a high of 32. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight lows level off around 17. A mix of clouds and sun again, tomorrow daytime highs approaching 33. Mid-30s Thursday and Friday with a chance for snow Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 22.
To the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Tom Hartman Program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman Program. Guys, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. I have no doubt that she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Wow, these sound pretty exciting to me. I'm on my way to check them out for Louise. Order today and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. That's a $75 savings on a best-selling holiday gift. Plus, Pajamagram does the gift wrapping for you. You need to order today, though, because last year they sold out before Christmas. Here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com to order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Tom Hartman sent you. That's pajamagram, P-A-J-A-M-A-G-R-A-M.com, pajamagram.com to order the naturally nude pajamas and tell them Tom Hartman sent you. Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls for Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour in our National Progressive Town Hall meeting. David in San Francisco, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Thanks, Tom and Congressman. Recently it was disclosed that the Supreme Court had been inculcated by a fake nonprofit, basically a fake church. Apparently, they bought an $8 million building straight across the street from the Supreme Court and then made a decades-long effort to inculcate their way into the Supreme Court. And in listening to Rachel Maddow's Ultra series, Reverend Coughlin of 70 years ago apparently was using somewhat the same technique to subvert America. And I'm just wondering what techniques brought down Coughlin and his abuse of his church status. Can the same be done with Salem Broadcasting? Can the same be done with some of the other fake religious broadcasters that own hundreds, if not thousands, of radio stations around America?
Well, I think it's the question is if you can actually show misleading fraud for any nonprofit, then obviously triggers a revocation of the nonprofit status. But you'd have to have definite proof that they're engaged in fraud or misleading information.
Yeah, and just for the record, what took down Coughlin was the Catholic Church itself. He was apparently sliding into dementia, and also his anti-Semitism just reached the point where they couldn't keep him on the air any longer. Mike in Santa Cruz, California, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Thank you, Tom. Hi, Representative Ro Khanna. My question is that with Prop 13, we only get like 1.01% for property taxes, yet we only get 13 cents on the dollar into revenue into our county. Yet Monterey gets 17%. I think Santa Clara County gets 20%. San Francisco gets 70%. Yet we're trying to build affordable housing. We got a rail, electric hydrogen rail line we're trying to build 30 miles from Watsonville to Davenport. So how, and then to get a new proposition on the ballot measure is going to be like $20 million, which a small county like ours can't afford. So how do we be able to change our revenue structure for property tax to encourage affordable housing and climate change to get at least 25% to even out the different counties?
Well, it's a great question, and I understand that smaller counties have this revenue issue. And I think that that's where we need to make sure through state and federal funding that we are overcoming that and that we're providing communities that aren't being able to generate the same revenue, enough resources for education, for infrastructure, that they have the basics, and particularly on affordable housing. So that has to be part of the equity in California.
Dave in Blue Hill, Maine, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Good day to both of you. I'm calling because I am living with ALS, which is essentially a death sentence. There's no cure, no treatment, nothing like that. Problem is, with myself and others like myself, the FDA takes a cookie-cutter approach to getting meds. It's like the same rules for everyone. But I have a terminal illness. There's a medicine that's out there that's trying to get new FDA approval, but they're like, nope, rules are rules. This is what you got to do. But, you know, if you got a 30% chance of living with something, you're going to take it. I know you're not part of any kind of, like, you know, health caucus, but there might be somebody that is. But just, like, people like me are dying, and the FDA can't take a cookie-cutter approach to getting meds in bodies with people with terminal illnesses. I'll take any answer you have off the air. Thank you so much for listening to me, though.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you for sharing that, and I appreciate your courage for calling in and wish you the best in your personal situation. I know it's very difficult. I agree with you that the FDA should not be taking a cookie-cutter approach for people who have terminal illnesses. The risk-benefit calculation is very different, and we should have expedited ability for experimental drugs if someone is in that kind of situation, and I would be open to that kind of legislative reform.
Roger, in Berkeley, California, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, I've been reading about how the Colorado River is running out of water, and that's going to affect people in many states in potentially really, really bad ways. Is there any legislation pending in Congress to subsidize getting the farmers who are using up a lot of this water to convert to growing electricity by converting their fields to huge solar farms and maybe subsidizing that to speed up the process?
Well, we need to look at all the energy conservation techniques for agriculture to lessen the use of water. In California, it's almost 50% of water use in the state is because of the farmlands. Now, some of the things that could be cover crops, growing cover crops and subsidizing cover crops that could keep more of the water in the soil. If there are other programs that we can have that farmers can become more water efficient, we should encourage that, and we should be willing to subsidize that. That is one of the biggest things we can do to tackle our water problem.
Beth in Valparaiso, Indiana, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Hello, Representative Khanna. As you know, the military spends about $800 billion a year, almost $1 trillion. And the article I read said their assets are currently $3.5 trillion. They just flunked their fifth audit in a row. And I haven't heard anyone talking about this on any of these radio shows. Around Thanksgiving, they did another audit. And of all the money we give for them, they could only account for close to 40% of it. 60% of it they could not account for at all. And that's our taxpayer money. Are you guys doing anything about that?
Well, we are. You know, I've been on the Armed Services Committee. I was one vote, 557 that voted against the large defense increase, where the Republicans put in more money than President Biden wanted. We're headed towards a $1 trillion defense budget. It is outrageous. We don't even know where that money is going. Much of it is going offshore to buy parts, which we're dependent on. It's not even to the U.S. industrial base. So I think this Congress, I'm going to be introducing an amendment just to understand where the production is happening of the defense base. But we need more accountability, and we need more Democrats saying enough. You know, we're not going to just sit there and keep voting for these bills until we get to a $1 trillion defense budget.
Dan in Marquette, Michigan, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Yeah, I turned 65 this year and was shocked to learn that they deduct something more than $200 a month from my Social Security in order for me to participate in Medicare. Little caveat to that, I've been uninsured most of my life. I'm very healthy. And in a typical year, I spend about $1,000 on health care. So that's like double what I historically have spent. Now, I understand I may not always be that way, but why is there any premium at all after we've paid all those taxes for all that time?
Well, this is why Medicare for All would reduce the copays, deductibles, premiums. I mean, look, there still would be some fee, but it would be far more progressive, and it would be the wealthier paying for healthcare. And you'd actually get covered, as opposed to in some of these places where you have private insurance with Medicare Advantage plans and are being restricted on which doctor you can see. So I think we need far more progressive structure in Medicare for all.
A quick follow-up to that. You and Congressman Pocan, you know, put together this bill to forbid insurance companies from calling their Advantage programs Medicare. How's that going?
It's going well. You know, we've gotten co-sponsors. The legislation is simple. If you're private insurance, call yourselves private insurance. You know, I thought the whole critique of private insurance, or the critique they launch, is that they don't want Medicare for all. They think private insurance is better. Well, then have the courage to call yourselves private insurance. You can't claim that Medicare is not good and then still want to call yourself Medicare. And so I think people get truth in advertising, and we're going to really get a lot of support for this.
Good, good. People should call their members of Congress and say that they support Congressman Pocan and Khanna's, what it's called, Save Medicare Act?
Save Medicare, yes. I don't know the exact title, but it's that Medicare.
I'm sorry, your voice is collapsing here under the music, but... Congressman Ro Khanna is with us, taking your calls for the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls for Congressman Ro Khanna right after this. You know, the guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them the gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I think Man Crates are awesome, and so will the man in your life, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one 50% off with the code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. That's code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. One more time, code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls for the hour in our National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Don in San Francisco, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, sir. In California here, California Public Utility Commission has a proposal to change their solar net metering system, where right now we sell back our excessive power from the solar panels. They're going to change that and really cut it back. Is there any way you can stop this from going forward? Are you familiar with it?
I was not familiar with it until you raised it, but I am opposed to it from the way you describe it, and I will reach out to the California legislatures, I know, in the governor's office. I mean, we should be for policies that are promoting solar and renewables, not making that life more difficult.
Stasia in Tacoma, Washington, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Hi, gentlemen. I have a question about the Save Medicare Act. Are there any provisions there that make it easier to get off of an Advantage plan and onto Medicare? Right now, there's quite a penalty, and a lot of people have been deceived. So they should make it easier for people to change to Medicare.
That's a great point, and that's not in the bill. It's a trade-off, because if you make it easy to go back and forth, you're almost getting more people going on to Medicare Advantage in the first place. And so the first thing we wanted to do is just make sure people know what they're signing up for. But I'm open to looking at legislation that would make it easy to switch back, and that would require insurances to take Medicare to take people back. I mean, there's it's not clear that you get the same deal when you move back if you have certain conditions like you do if you sign up in the first place.
David in Los Angeles, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Who did you say?
I said David, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, you cut off the name. I taught 25 years in East L.A. in a stand and deliver neighborhood, and I don't know what the message that the Democrats have toward the type of upward mobile parents. I have emerging middle class parents who bought into the educational system. What is it? There's just been so much about the trends, which is important. But what about the curriculum? I mean, the Republicans dominated the years I was there. First of all, there was the Pete Wilson English only, and then there was those draconian tests by the Bush administration. We were dominated by that, but I don't even know who the Secretary of Education is. Yet there was so little said about it.
I agree with you that we need to be more vocal on education about what are the opportunities for those who may not go to college to get career and vocational education. What are we doing on STEM? What are we doing on civic education? How are we funding it? And it is a place where we need to be more vocal as a party, and now we're paying teachers the salaries they deserve. So I hear you on that. It was significantly part of the American Rescue Plan funding for schools, but I take your point that we need to be more vocal in a vision on education.
Ken in San Jose, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Tom, and blessing for you and your wife and your staff. What a blessing to have your program. And Honorable Ro Khanna, you know, I love you. Ask you, please, to let us know, is there something in the infrastructure bill that's going to help us with our power grid? We had this in Metcalf, you know, in 2013 here in California, and now we're having it in South Carolina. Is there anything that we can look forward to for protection, even video protection, whatever they can do? We can't have this going on, and I love you, and I take your message off the phone. God bless you.
Thank you, Ken, and thanks for listening on SiriusXM. Congressman?
Thank you. The question was a little unclear on the infrastructure.
Yeah, what are we doing to, I mean, you've got this attack in North Carolina where they shot up the substations, apparently something like that happened in California. He's saying, how can we protect our infrastructure?
Well, I think that we need to make it very clear that you can't have conditionality to the federal funding, and that that our values need to be upheld with the funding we're getting, and should not be subject to third party or private actors manipulating it.
Well, I think he was also talking about these right wing terrorists shooting up power station. I mean, this.
Well, that is it's scary. I mean, it's a scary situation that we're all in, and we have to go after first. Understand that domestic terrorism, it's these extremist groups that are the most likely to be causing violence. I mean, that is really the threat that many of us face. We need to have a domestic terrorism unit at the Justice Department. We need to take these threats very seriously. We need to be monitoring social media, which is inciting violence, and making sure that that is being reported to law enforcement and not being allowed to proliferate.
Congressman, in the last 20 seconds, any thoughts going forward?
Well, I would just say that please watch the permitting bill and make sure that we can stop that. That really would be a giveaway to fossil fuels. Mark Pocan and I are going to continue to work on the same Medicare Act. I hear the callers saying, how do we make it easier to switch back? We've got to get the debt ceiling raised and an omnibus bill that hopefully gets support for railroad workers paid sick among other priorities.
There you go. Congressman, thanks so much for being with us. It's so great that you come on this program. Thank you.
Oh, I really enjoy it. Thank you so much, Tom.
You're welcome. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That's why it's called democracy. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. There are so many things that we can do, so many great organizations you can volunteer, participate with. A lot to do. We got a big job coming up and a big election in the next 2 years. Have a great afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Boiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives, these are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community, and this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you as a police officer that this department is reaching out to the community, and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.